When I was in Ireland, I got what they call a caravan, what we call a trailer house. And I parked it near an old abandoned abbey near a lake called Loch Arrow. And this is right near where Yeats was born and raised. And it was an ideal place to work. I could look out at the lake, and then I could look over into the abbey graveyard there. And I would take walks in the abbey graveyard. And one morning, an unusual thing happened. I looked out, and I saw six men digging there. I didn't know whether they were putting somebody down or taking somebody up. I kept watching, and I would see these forms that they were picking up out of the grave, and they were kind of stacking them up. And one looked like a skull with a root kind of hanging from it. And so I took my water bucket as an excuse and walked up to the widow, whose husband was buried right across the stone wall from me. And I said, "What's going on down there? Are they putting somebody down or taking somebody up?" She says, "Both. You have to take them up in order to put them down. Because if anybody sees the bones during the burial, you see of the people who are already in the grave, why there's a big hullabaloo." And so I went back, and as I went back with my water, they called out to me and waved. You know, and I went dutifully back into my caravan and kept trying to read. And I happened to glance up, and this fellow was holding up a bottle of what was obviously whiskey, and motioned me to come out. Well, so I did what anyone sociable would do. I went out. And later I discovered that women are never, ever invited to these grave-digging ceremonies. And this was because a rumor had spread that there was this American poet woman who was parked in her caravan next to this graveyard, and that they knew that I would come out since I was an American woman. Anyway, we drank and we talked, and the grave got deeper and deeper. And at one point, the I know you're thinking we got drunker and drunker. You're right, but this one fellow was down there, and he was full length in the grave. And the man who was the son-in-law of the man they were burying said, "Now look at that. Haven't you just seen everything?" Looked down there, and the man said, "Yeah, he was about just my size, wasn't he?" And they said, "Well, have you ever been in a grave?" And I said, no, I never have. Before I could say anything, they had jerked me down into the grave. And then the other fellow had jumped out, and I was just in there looking up at these six guys. And this is a poem. It's called "Woman Enough." Figures on a silent screen, they move into my window. It's facing on the abbey yard. Six men with spades and long-handled shovels. I had looked up as I look up now across the strand where a small boat has drifted into the haze of mountains, or that child walks to the end of a dock. Both views let in the sun, so the bearded one throws off his coat and rolls his sleeves. Two in their best clothes from offices in London lean against the stone, letting the shovels lift and slap. Two more dodge in and out of sun, gone by turns with older partners, elbow high, the ground thickening, the boat closer, one oar flashing, pulled to the light and under. These voices, a darker blade. A wind carries over, and I hear them call out to me, "He was a wild one in his young days. You'll want to lock your door." He nods the bottle my way to bring me out. A drink to you, Peter Hart, man that I never knew, lover of cows and one good woman buried across the lake. He was a tall man, about my size, the one measuring face down with room to spare in the gap. And wouldn't you like a big man, big as me, dusting his hands on his pants and lifted out. The boat head on now, so it stays. Try it on, go ahead. The sky, the stone blue of the sky, an edge of faces, hard looks, as though they'd hauled me live into the open boat of their deaths. American woman, man enough to stand with skulls sifted and stacked beside the dirt pile, but woman now where none had stood, and them more men for that mistake to see me where he would lay. Not a word of this to Mary, you hear. Oh, he was a wild one in his youth, Sonny Peter